In other words, it is enough for you that you raise the dead, that you heal the blind, that you cleanse lepers, that you perform those other miracles. Don't also seek exemption from danger and fear and to preach without annoyances. But are you hurt and downcast because it might seem to be due to my weakness, that there are many who conspire against you, assault and harry you and whip you? This very thing showcases my power. For my power, he said, is perfected in weakness. When being persecuted, you prevail over your persecutors. When harassed, you overcome those who harass you. When imprisoned, you convert those who imprison you. Don't then ask for more than what you need. Do you see how he himself provides one reason and God another? For he himself says, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, a thorn was given to me. But he says that God allowed it to display his power. You are thus seeking something that's not just unnecessary, but also obscures the glory of my power. For by saying, is enough for you, he wanted to imply that nothing else needed to be added, and everything was already complete. Therefore, from this it is evident that he isn't referring to head pains, for in reality they couldn't preach when they were sick. They could only preach when they were fit. Despite being harassed and persecuted, they overcame all. After hearing this then, he says,